Dear Rabbi Lev, with regards to Amalek, the Torah seems to imply that Amalek is totally excluded from any share in the world to come, as is mentioned in the pasuk, Reishis Goyim Amalek, Ba'achariso Adei Ovei, no future. This is perhaps Mida Keneged Mida, as Amalek doesn't understand the principle that this world is just mere a means and provides us with a setting to earn Olam Haba. Amalek views this world as the main world, as an end in itself, and lives instead for the moment. But isn't this the view of all the Umos HaOlam, and aren't all the Umos HaOlam excluded from any share in the Olam Haba? Thank you. Anonymous from Switzerland. No, Umos HaOlam are not excluded from Olam Haba. Anyone who believes in the Torah and believes that God gave the non-Jewish world seven commandments and observes those seven commandments has a share in the world to come. Chazal say that the righteous and pious members of the nations of the world who don't serve idolatry and keep their seven mitzvahs will get a share in the world to come. Amalek are excluded not because they don't believe in the world to come, but because they were the ones to attack us when we left Egypt, as the Torah says, and they opened the floodgates of all our enemies to follow. After that, as the rabbis say, we were like a hot bath. Nobody wanted to harm us or touch us, and Amalek jumped into the bath and cooled it off in the eyes of others, and they began the long list of enemies that have attacked us and done us evil throughout history.